welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. We love hearing all your stories and your emails and messages. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. Our Instagram page is Asexuals Anonymous Podcast, and my DMs on Instagram and TikTok are always open. My TikTok handle is AmyButler66, AmyButler66, and Instagram is AmyButler96. Let's get on with this week's episode. Hello, anonymous friend. How are you doing this week?
Hi. Do you know what? I am just going to say this. We are podcasting across the computer, but I actually got to see you face to face in person this week. How happy did that make me?
Did that make you really happy?
I was on this week. Do you?
Oh, you do have your microphone. I need to invest in a microphone. It does sound good. But yes, how happy did that make you?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? It was the best start to my week. We had a little pizza party date, and we will talk about it, but we watched Virgin Island live in the flesh together.
Live in the flesh. It was great, wasn't it?
Do you know what we did? We had a great time.
I had the most stressful weekend, and I just needed that Monday, you know.
It was good. It was really good. It was nice to see you, like, not through a screen. It's nice to chat. We do chat quite a lot anyway, but, like, it was nice to, like, be in person.
Yeah, I was actually driving home from work today, and I was thinking, next week's half term, we should ride the wave of half term and actually socialise properly.
Yes, that would be nice. It was actually nice. Like, we were going to podcast as well, and then we were just like, shall we just actually hang out with each other instead? And we were like, yeah, let's just hang out. So that was nice.
Yeah, the intention was there to podcast. But also I felt so... I'm ill. I'm so sorry if you're just hearing a bunged up person in your ears today. But Monday I had a really exciting shoot and then I just felt like death. And so I got to yours and was like, should we not? Should we actually just hang out?
And there was very little pushback from me. You were like, should we not? I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's good. There was like a 0.5 second hesitation of, yeah, it's fine. Let's hang out.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's good. And then we've got Champions League final on Saturday. All the ladies.
All the ladies in the heaven, throw your hands up at me.
Yep.
Oh my goodness, because well, my plans went out the window, listener, if you're interested.
I was invested
in the personal aspects of this podcast. I obviously was meant to go to Zante. I think I said that on here, didn't I?
Yeah,
I was meant to go Zante, and then I backed out of that for various reasons, but I'm just not about working for dickheads, and eventually I feel like that was the vibe.
And we don't need that vibe.
We don't. Like I say, along with other reasons, of course. But I got this really exciting shoot through on Monday, which I don't know if I can talk about on public.
Maybe we just keep it zipped then.
Maybe we'll keep it anonymous.
Yeah, stay with the theme. I like it.
But when it comes out, I will be the first to shout it from the rooftops because it was really cool. So basically, I ditched Zante for the shoot that I did. And then hopefully some other jobs will come up as well. But yeah, so Saturday, I can make it. And someone is kindly selling me their ticket to the Emirates for the screening of the Champions League. Oh yes, my goodness.
Which will be so good. I think it will be really good anyway, regardless of results. I think just celebrating the ladies.
Celebrating the girlies. Yeah, yes, it's going to be so good. I'm dead excited. I have also got some, honestly, absolutely gorgeous emails that I'm desperate to share because obviously all the emails are absolutely gorgeous. But recently, I don't know if it's because I'm just up in my feels a bit more, but I've been resonating with a lot of what people are saying and feeling like very grateful for them sharing everything.
And that's cute.
Just resonating a lot. I'm like, yes.
I don't see the emails. So it's nice. It's a nice little surprise for me.
It is nice. Oh, before we get started, I went to the dentist today and I got my crown on two of my root canals. Anyway, I want to show you these that the dentist gave me. If you're watching on YouTube, prepare yourselves. If you're not watching on YouTube, unlucky Kentucky, Ready?
I don't even know what you're gonna. Wow.
They're my teeth.
Yeah, I can see that. That's
Isn't it so weird? They
slightly
gave me
disturbing.
that's disgusting. They gave me
Like the
like
molds.
molds, yeah, of my teeth. Because I saw them and I was like, oh my God, they're so cool. Is that my teeth? And they're like, you can have them if you want. So I've got these. And my mum had an appointment dead after me. So I
You've
can't.
got yours
My
as
mum's
well.
as well.
I mean, I can't lie, that is absolutely something that I would do. And I had molds done, so maybe I wish I didn't. I could have got mine.
How cool is that? Honestly, I was fascinated by these. One of them cracked in my bag.
Oh,
That's
shame.
bad. But yeah, how they actually freaked me out, I won't lie, for the first 5 minutes. I was like, this is really weird. For some reason I find
Have
like
you
dentures.
put them in your mouth?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh. That's the bit that you look disgusted about while you're holding your actual teeth in your hands.
Yeah, it's so
Wow.
weird.
It is weird. What do they
It's
feel
really
like? Are
weird.
they hard or like rubbery? Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
they're like, it's plastic. They're plastic. So weird. I might hide them in random places in my
I'm
hair
so glad that
when
you were
I'm
like, I have something to show you, but I'm not going to show you until we're actually podcasting, and then you whip out dental molds of your teeth.
They're so cool. I'm going to put them pride of place in my room. But yeah,
Wow.
how fun.
Thank you for
Anyway,
that.
that was a
I
nice treat
truly,
for you.
truly appreciate it.
Okay, so emails. Let's see who I have picked out. Hold the bus.
The bus is holding.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready, always.
Are you ready? Every time, it never gets old.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready. Hi, Amy and co-host. I hope you're doing great. Are you doing great?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah,
No
all right.
complaints. No
No complaints.
complaints. No.
Yeah, it's Thursday, isn't it? I'm Carly, happy to be non-anonymous, and I'm currently binge listening to your podcast. Thank you for creating a series where, for the first time, I can relate as you talk about still having romantic, physical, sensual attraction whilst being ace. I really appreciate all the topics you've discussed, as it's all the things I've been wanting to hear others talk about and not just me think about. I don't have any ace friends, so your podcast makes me feel connected to people that I'd love to have these conversations with. I'm navigating how to date whilst being ace and not wanting to hide it, but also not have it as a barrier. I currently identify as bi and ace, but think I'm generally more attracted to girls. I don't know if this is because I know they're queer, so more likely to be more understanding if I'm just attracted to girls, and I just like the thought of being with a lad because it's easier, in quotations, or maybe it's just a normal thing of leaning towards one gender. It might just be I don't like straight men because I connote them with heteronormative relationships and I want to feel comfortably and proudly queer. Don't know if you have any experience with this or any advice. Best wishes, Carly.
First of all, hi Carly. Thank you for sending us a message. We appreciate it. And
Hi, Carly.
we love a binge listener.
We do.
We do
Who
love a binge
doesn't?
listener. Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, I feel like I did relate quite a lot to that actually, especially about being a little bit confused with the whole bi identity because I'm kind of sat in that situation right now, but I am at the minute gravitating more towards girls.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if that's because they're queer and will be more understanding and a heteronormative male is likely to be less understanding, although I don't obviously want to assume that, but I just that's the way
No,
I sort of
but
feel.
I think, yeah, I think when it, well, first of all, I think regardless of whether you're ace or not ace, people who are bi, I've seen TikToks and things about it where there is a preference. Some people do have a preference. Some people don't have a preference. Some people who are bi prefer men. Some people who are bi prefer women. I know some people who do not like dating bisexual people because they date men and women. I know some people who prefer, like Carly said, who prefer to date someone who is queer because of the level of understanding, I guess, because It's like how when me and you talk, we kind of get where we're coming from because we have that ace understanding of each other. And it might be a different experience, or we've gone through different experiences, but there is that kind of similarity anyway. But I think for me, I used to identify as bi. I don't necessarily know if I do anymore. But when I was avidly like identifying and saying I was bi, my preference was women. Even though previously, before I was bi, I was straight, it was exclusively men. But people make that joke and they say bi now, gay later. I think it's quite funny. Some people take offence, but I think it's quite funny. And also, like, it's one of those things. It's like, whatever you're comfortable with, some people are not super comfortable just suddenly just going straight from being, like, straight away, being like, I'm straight and then I'm gay. Yeah. Some people do need that kind of transition. And also it kind of, as well, to help people around them go, oh, I might like guys and girls. And then it kind of gets the idea that they might like someone who's the same gender. Yeah. Into someone's head. And then when you do get to the point where you might be with a girl, you go, oh, well, I already knew that she was bi, so yeah, it wasn't really as much of a big jump, rather than just someone just suddenly going, oh yes, I'm
yeah
gay. But I can see what she means when she says, like, straight men might not necessarily be the people that she's attracted to because they don't have the same understanding. And like you said, it's not all straight men.
Yeah.
But I get it. And it's kind of like, if you are with someone who's queer, whether that's a guy or a girl, they do have a bit more of an understanding of what it's like to be queer. Whereas if you're with a straight man and you're bi, they know what it's like to be a straight man.
Yeah.
And they also don't know what it's like to be bi.
I would worry about, like, the acceptance, especially of being ace. Like, if you're already under the queer umbrella in the community, then you've got more... I trust them to accept me for me more. Whereas if you are heteronormative and that, then I would be I think in the back of my brain, I'd be constantly like, are they okay? Like, are they in it? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'd just be questioning it a little bit. Like, but I got trust issues anyway, so.
Yeah.
But I also, like, she says, I can relate as you talk about still having romantic, physical, sensual attraction whilst being ace.
I think it is nice to hear, like, I know, like, talking from my perspective, I think it's nice to hear someone who doesn't necessarily feel sexual attraction still likes all of that other stuff.
Yeah.
Because then at first, like, when I was trying to figure out what things were, I was like, but I can't be ace because I like the kisses, the cuddle, the physical stuff. I like that physical stuff, yeah. So it's a bit like, oh, can I be ace if it's that? And obviously, like, that was a long time ago, and now I have much more of an understanding of the different identities that come under the ace umbrella. And obviously, you don't have to tick all the boxes to identify as something. You can identify as whatever you want, as long as you're comfortable and you're happy with identifying that way.
Yeah. She also kind of asks about relationships and dating as an ace person. Which I should really struggle to give advice because it's something that I obviously struggle with and I don't put myself out there as much as I probably should.
Well, I put myself out there and it's not going so well.
Bless you. We've had some relationship trauma.
But then it makes you not want to put yourself out there and you kind of just go, do you know what? Like I sat there the other day and I was like, do you know what? I'm just going to be... I listed all of the positive things, rather than trying to be negative, I listed all the positive things within my life. And I was like, and I'm happy with that. And da, 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 and I was like, no, I'm not.
Aww.
But it's hard. It is. It's hard. And it's not fun.
Yeah.
And it's tricky. We've had this conversation so many times. When do you bring it up? Well, what do you say? When do you bring it up? How do you bring it up? Because it's not really something that, in a way, you really want to chat about on a date.
Have I said it on here about me bringing it up on a date before? About how I literally just, out of the blue, kind of went...
Well, the thing is, it's hard because my brain doesn't always tell me whether you've brought it up to me or on the podcast to me.
I know.
We've spoken about a lot of stuff, right, in real life and on the podcast, so...
Well, I'll just say it again. I literally, like, was on a date and I was like... So is sex a really important thing to you? Like, are you a really sexy person? Like, are you, is it something that you want to do a lot, kind of thing? I literally like just came out and said it. But this issue is, and then obviously she was like, yeah, and I was like, well, this is my situation. But the thing is, what I found is that then a lot of the night we were talking about asexuality and identity and stuff like that, rather than just like having a good time and like getting to know each other on like a fun level rather than this deep level. However, I know that if I go on a date, then it's going to be the forefront of my mind, tip of the tongue, and I'll want to get it out.
Like, would it be something that you might like communicate before?
Well, yeah, I guess that's a really good option. It depends.
Part of me wants to kind of just sometimes just say it before the date, just to be like, by the way, just to make you aware of this, this is where I'm at. If that's not something that you're interested in, that's absolutely fine. Don't want to waste your time, don't want to waste my time. If it's something you want to know more about, I'm happy to chat about it. If it's something that you don't mind, let's see how we vibe in person. My thing is I'm so lazy that, and I like efficiency, and I just can't be bothered to go on, like, my friends are like, oh, just go on loads of bad dates and enjoy them, and I'm like, but how do you enjoy a bad date?
I mean, there's always a good story to tell, to be fair, but
yeah, and I know we like attention, but is it like, I like to put my time and energy into things that make me like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Or, oh, that was helpful. Or, like, that was worthwhile. And I'm like, why do I want to drag my ass on a train into central London to then come home and go, well, that was a waste of my evening. That was a waste of my money.
I know.
No disrespect to the other person, but you also, like, you don't want to go on all the way on a date or wherever and for them to go, I'm a very sexy person, and me be like, I am not sexy.
That's not my vibe. At least for now, anyway.
Like, yeah, and that's the thing, is it's also hard because it's like you could put yourself out there and be like, I am not a very sexy person, and then you could meet someone and then be like, oh, actually, yeah, I like you. You make me a sexy person. You've already put this stuff out there, and it's just like, oh.
Yeah, that's the thing as well, because there's nothing to say that, like, actually, with you, I am a very sexy person, and I'm happy to, let's get on. I want to do it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
There's nothing to say that that won't happen, and then you've kind of put yourself into that box already, and then, yeah, oh, it is tricky. I don't know. Maybe we need to go on Virgin Island ourselves and ask the experts. Help us to date, please.
Help us to date. Yeah, but we watched that episode where they were pretending to be on dates, and
oh my gosh, should we talk about it? Because it's absolutely
I kissed your hand, and it
didn't work.
I mean, I wasn't expecting, that wasn't my move, but like,
I'm sorry, right? Who on earth is going on dates and like doing a princess kiss on the hand these days? Like, I just, the way that they were doing, like, step by step, this is what you do on a date. You you compliment something and then you stare at them for ages.
But it's like, imagine if, like, I would sit there and be like, right, find something to compliment.
Yeah.
If I was overthinking that, whereas if I was just having a nice time on a date and not really thinking about it, and they did something attractive, or they had a nice laugh, or like they looked nice or whatever, you should just, I know for some people confidence is an issue, I understand that, like, this, I'm not, but like the fact that you've got like a manual to be like, you need to compliment them, you need to look at them, then you need to give them the look that you're ready, then you need to start physical contact with their hand. Then
they were like, then you have to take their hand, maybe give it a rub, then kiss it. I'm like, that if someone did that to me, and I think I know as well, if someone did that to a lot of people on their first date, that would be the end of the date. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be like, absolutely, this is no. This feels like forced, fake, and
but then I'm the out. Thing is that, are we seeing it from a perspective, like, I don't know, because we're quite, you especially, don't take this the wrong way, like, touchy people, but like friendly touchy, not like I'm gonna take your hand and kiss it.
Wait, I am a touchy person.
Yeah,
I am. I love a touch. Yeah. Love a good rub. No, I am. I, you know, like the whole Ariana and Cynthia, yes, like, little
We've spoken about this before, yeah.
That's a bit of me, that. That is a bit of me. Just give me that reassurance.
But because you're a touchy person, you're probably okay with just, like, naturally just doing that. Like, if someone makes you laugh or something, you might just touch their arm out of just natural instinct because you're a touchy, tactile person. But so it might be difficult because we don't understand what it feels like to not know when to touch someone.
Yeah, no.
Because like, I know straight away when I see you in person, we're hugging it up, we're having we have our little moments where we see each other. I was going to run to you in the street, but I didn't.
I was voice noting. You could have done that, it wouldn't have been an issue, but...
No, exactly, but this is what I'm saying, is, like, is we kind of know based on, like, social cues and what to do, but if people don't, like, is it that they need it spelling out and they need the steps to go, right, when I'm on stage,
I need to say
something.
I understand that. On board with giving people steps if they're underconfident and very clueless, fine. But I don't agree with the step of taking someone's hand and giving it a kiss. I feel like that is so old school and so, like, icky to a lot of people. Do you know what I mean? Maybe a little like, oh my God, you're so funny, a little touch of the arm or something, but not like a full-on like rub for 10 minutes.
But I think, like I don't know, you can tell me if I'm wrong, tell me if you, whatever. I feel like if I was sat having dinner with anyone and I glanced to the table next to me and they were like massaging each other's hands, I'd be a bit like, can you do that at home? Like... But then are people happy holding, like, if I'm having dinner, I'm not going to hold your hand. If we're across the table, that seems weird to me.
I think, like, it depends if you're eating or if you're waiting for your food. Like, if you're waiting for your food, you can do a little, like, touchy-feely situation. But it, genuinely, what I have an issue with is the whole taking the hand and giving it a kiss, like, it's, like, some sort of, like, big gesture. It's a step.
But they weren't even kissing it, like, little, like, just, like, it didn't even really seem like a little peck. It was like they were, like, doing the most.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary. And I feel like these experts are, like, setting them up to fail.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're kind of like, they're not being realistic.
Yeah. Do you know one bit I did like, I will say this, of that episode is, I think her name is Taylor.
Hey boy. If you're musical theatre, you don't understand that. If you're not musical theatre, you won't have a clue. Carry on.
Well, she's a girl. But it's when she was talking about a lot of stuff and then she suddenly just came to the realisation that she wasn't bi, she was gay. And I said that to you before, didn't I? Before, when she started talking, I was like, she's gay. She's gay. She's got to be gay. She's got to be gay. And she was so, like, overwhelmed with just, this is not stressful. Like, it was kind of, like, nice in a way. And it was nice that, obviously, from this experience, that she, okay, she might not on the TV show lose her virginity, but she's figured out a little bit about who she is. And it's kind of, like, I thought that was really cute that she was so emotional and was like, I'm not scared of people touching me. I just didn't want men to do it.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the whole societal, heteronormative, like, there is this expectation that people put on themselves to do something in a certain way.
I felt like actually I felt her in that moment and I felt very happy for her. And I kind of, like, I resonated a lot with that, you know. Mm. Like, I get it. I feel like I feel safer in, like, women's company and trust them a bit more. And she must have, like, gone through some stuff as well, so bless her. But, yeah, I feel like that's a really good thing to come from the programme.
Yeah. And I do think that they're all getting to that, like, level of a bit more, being a bit more comfortable. And then there's that guy who was a bit weird at the start and he was like immediately taking his nail polish off and everything like that and he really just couldn't. And then him and what's the blonde girl called? You know which one I mean.
Can't remember her name.
No, but you know, do you know which one I mean? And they were like chatting with each other and they were just like naturally flirting.
Well, this is my point, right? This is exactly my point. Like they weren't being like, okay, this is the step. I need to do this now. This
and then they were kind of even using the dating advice is like a little, like a bit of banter. And then they did end up naturally holding each other's hands and stuff, but it was way more, it wasn't like forced.
Yeah. Do you know what? I felt like that was a proper breakthrough moment. And I felt like proud of them.
Like, you know, and I think they're really cute together.
They're really cute together. I really hope that they I know we could find out what's happened. Go on there, do a social media stalk, but I'm not going to because I want to see.
It is all all over TikTok now, where everyone's like, Virgin Island is wild.
It is wild. It is a wild time. Mm. But do you know, to be fair, like I think it is, it's very educational. And as much as like I think some of their theories and the things they make them do is wild, I do think a lot of it is good. And also, all of them have come out very positive. Like, I think it's had a really positive impact on their actual lives, which is obviously a great thing. Yeah. So I do think
They're all over TikTok themselves, like talking about the show and like making jokes and everything. So I think the thing that we had said that we weren't necessarily concerned about, because we don't know them personally, but we were always a bit skeptical about what the kind of aftercare and the mental health care and all of that stuff was. None of them seem like it's done detrimental damage so far.
No, it seems good. And also, like, I think a person to go on that kind of show there has to be an element of not taking themselves too seriously as well.
Yeah.
So that is good. And it is really nice to see some positive steps being taken. Like, because genuinely, like, we were concerned. And obviously, people are going off about it online, being like, this is absolutely crazy. How is this a TV show? Like, all this stuff. But I don't think any of them are, like, necessarily laughing at them. They're more laughing at the concept. It's not an individual. Yeah,
do you know what? Nobody's really laughing at the... I hate the fact that they keep calling them the virgins, but nobody's laughing at the virgins. They're laughing more at the experts and being like, this is crazy what you're trying to make people do.
And like, yeah, and also I read somewhere that it's on an island because they're not considered like experts and therapists legally or like qualified in the UK. So they have to do it on an island.
But you can go to that island anyway.
Oh, is it an actual like people go there for this therapy? There.
But, well, I don't know whether they go there for the therapy. I think they do go there for the therapy, but I think it's like a sexy island.
Ah, maybe we should go. I'm joking. I saw there was a snake in the grass and I was like, absolutely fucking not. Yeah. Oh, God. Right. Anyway, that's a good episode. Thank you so much, Carly, for messaging in. That was a really nice message. I hope we helped in some way. I fear that we didn't.
I think we just kind of rambled a little bit, Carly, but it's not, you can be part of our gang.
Yeah.
You said you don't have ace friends, we'll be your ace friends.
Yeah, and also, like, even if we didn't help and give good advice, I just want you to know that I took a lot of reassurance from your email because I resonated a lot with it and agreed, and I was like, that's how I feel. So just to let you know that, I really personally appreciated that because it made me feel very validated and unalone. Yeah. Not alone.
Yeah. Well, no, because I was in the same position at the start, and then that's kind of what made me figure out and was like, yeah, I can't see myself ending up and being in like a long-term relationship with a man now. Yeah. Whereas when I first kind of came out, it was always like, oh no, like I still like them. I still like them. It's like, do you? And then when I really thought about it, and it's like, no, actually, I'm good. Like, there's lots of lovely men. But actually, which in a way it kind of made me a little bit more depressed because we always talk about our pond being really small. Mm. The fact that there's now no men in my pond, it makes it even smaller. But
well, I feel like I don't know how I feel actually. I need to go on some dates and figure it out. But
yeah, sorry. How many dates have you been on? I'm still buzzing about the fact that the best date that you've been on this year is with me.
Yeah, well, I did have one guy lined up, and then he was like, "Oh, I'm not free now." He like binned me off basically, and then said, "Oh, I'm not free now till next week." And I was like, "Oh, do you know what? I ain't got time. I ain't got the time. I ain't got the energy. I ain't got the interest." Bye.
Maybe just swipe on the gals, see how you go with the
girls. Maybe I'll give that a go in a minute. I'll treat myself. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We're on YouTube if you want to see my teeth implant thingies. Not implants, my little teeth things. Please remember to download, like, share, subscribe, rate, comment, all the fun stuff. I had a look at the, I love this word, analytics.
That's the one.
And I get a lot of like, who's downloaded. I can see the downloads, but I can't see the listens. And then I figured out a little bit of a way how I can kind of see the listens. And it was mad, like thousands of people, genuinely.
Oh, cool.
Really, really cool. So if you don't download them, no worries. But if you want to, that would be great. And subscribe. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad it's helping a lot of you, because yeah, it's literally just us two rambling on. And I'm excited to see where we can take this, you know. I've been having a lot of thoughts.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Do you have anything to say?
I just want to say, come on, you Gunners, for that day.
Come on, you Gunners. Let's go. It'll be an interesting mood next week if we win or lose.
Yes, very true. It's very true.
All right, then. We'll be back in your ears. She wants me to say coming in your ears. Next week. Goodbye.